Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bikini in the Brain. I am here with my lovely co-host, hot dogging it, Ashley Kaltwasser.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Happy Halloweeny.
Yeah. If you guys who are not watching on video, she is in a full hot dog costume with a full-on ketchup for the headband, or what do you call those, a scrunchie?
Well, yeah, it was a ketchup or something, you know. Gotta be spirited. Gotta make up for both of our costumes because Adam decided to be boring for Halloween.
You know what? Usually there's a costume store in Colorado, but they didn't open a costume store this year for obvious reasons.
Oh, that's lame, Adam. You know you can get them at the Dollar Tree. You can get any costume at the Dollar Tree for a dollar.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, where have you been? Or CVS or anything?
When did you text me this? I would have totally went.
I said we'll scrape anything to get. I even gave you ideas. I said put the sheet over your face and cut holes in it. I said wear your Star Trek sunglasses, your Japan headband, all of that. Anything could have worked.
I could have done the Star Trek headband, the Star Trek sunglasses. Yeah.
I could have been
Karate Kid with the Japanese headband. I would have probably got some crazy person saying it was like racial appropriation or something. What do they call that?
I don't know. Something like that. Appropriation. Am I culturally appropriating anything with this outfit? If I am, I'm so sorry. I probably offended a vegan or two, but I am sorry.
Someone these days, you can't do anything without offending someone.
Yeah. I mean, but for the vegans out there, if it makes you feel any better, I actually hate hot dogs. It's gross. Ew, you don't even know what's in that thing. They're scary. This is like a nightmare. This is like scary costume, bro. Like you don't know what is in a hot dog. So gross.
Yeah. And on top of that, that actually is a vegan costume because no, I don't think any animals were made hurt in that, right? There's no real meat.
But so it's vegan representing a piece of meat. It could be vegan dog or something, but
yeah, I think you're vegan approved. So,
okay.
anyway, speaking of not being able to say what you want to say because you might offend someone, to go ahead, this is actually an episode specifically that you've been wanting to do for a little while.
Yeah.
And you go right ahead and tell everyone what it's all about.
So since I'm dressed in a hot dog costume, no one's gonna take me seriously today. I can't be deep, I can't be motivational, but what I want to do is share our fitness pet peeves. What really gets under our skin? What are we tired of hearing? What are we tired of seeing? I just made a new word, searing. Anyway, what are we tired of seeing? What are we tired of hearing? And let's just like vent it out today. Since someone's gonna take me seriously, let's make it nice, lighthearted, fitness pet peeves.
Yeah, so. You know, what's funny in my world, I'm in like my own little world, you know? So like I'm in my office, in my own gym, and I don't have to run into it as much as I used to have to run into it, but you had some really good ones. And if you guys have any of these fitness pet peeves, like throw it in the comments because they're actually kind of funny. And honestly, not just that they're kind of funny, but maybe someone will see that and then realize, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I do feel like sometimes you'll see in some of these lists, but some of it probably comes from a good place or a place that they don't realize it's like annoying. But, you know, I know a lot of the fitness chicks have these same kind of pet peeves. We're just like sick of hearing it, like rolling our eyes, like, oh, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And some of this comes from people like that know about fitness and some people that don't. So we got a good little mix in here, you know?
Well, actually, I'll let you start with one of your most, because you get them way more than I get them. You know, I don't tend to attract them as much as, and you know, I think it's just guys in general don't get them as much as girls get them just because of like the whole, like the muscular thing. And, you know, they want, some guys are like so against a girl with any muscle or they're a bodybuilder thing or.
Oh, yeah.
Like the just, you know, I don't get them. Guys don't get them as much, but why don't you go ahead and start it off?
Yes. So I get this like anytime I will post like a transformation or like a throwback photo, you know, before I started a fitness journey or a time where I wasn't as lean or whatever the case may be, without asking for the feedback on it, a lot of people just like to say, I liked you better before, you know, like before you got lean or before you started training or back when I was 145. And it's kind of like, in a way, it kind of rubs me the wrong way for two reasons. One, it's like, okay, and I never really asked. And I'm not like accommodating for your, I don't know, tastes. And, you know, I always make sure in the caption I put like, I do this for me to make me feel good. And, you know, I feel the best when I'm in shape. But it's kind of rude too, because it's like, you know, we're always changing. People always change. It's kind of like the equivalent of me saying to some guy, yeah, you look better before you went bald. Like, yeah, you look better before. Or you look better before all those tattoos, you know? Everyone has their own taste, right?
Yeah.
So who am I to say like you looked better before this or that? It's kind of like I work hard and I train hard to make myself feel good. And I like the way I look now or whatever, not accommodating to your preferences, okay?
Yeah, I think that goes back to the constant argument that me and you have with the world about why is it okay to tell someone who's lean that they're too lean? And to not like, and when it's healthier to be lean, and then when it's someone's obese, who's running the risk of dying an early age, you can't say anything about that. Like, why? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Nobody would say to like, maybe a skinny person that got fat, if like, you look better before you got fat. Like nobody says that. Like, can you imagine? Like,
oh.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, people have their own tastes. I know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I'm not trying to be, but I'm trying to be my cup of tea. You know,
yeah.
I do what makes me happy and what makes me feel good. So, you know,
well, you know, so let's go into, you know, you got a couple of funny ones here that you sent me. One of the things that I think we can even address, like the whole, we can actually address it for people that are worried about it too, which is, don't get too big, like that one.
Oh yeah. Like, oh, I did one lifting session. I drank protein shake. Whoops, I'm a bodybuilder now. Whoops,
yeah.
Whoopsies. How did that happen? Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I got a couple like muscular people on the team. Like, you know, I got a couple women's physique girls and figure girls, and they're like, you know, they're jacked, but they're supposed to be. That's what they want to do. But even like Sam, she's women's physique and she's pretty jacked. And sometimes I'll get people that'll write me and they'll be like, oh, I really like to work with Coach Sam because she's putting out good physiques right now, you know? And they'll be like, I really want to work out with Coach Sam, but I don't want to get that big. And I'm like, yeah.
That's not going to accidentally happen. You got to work for it, man.
Yeah.
Like years, years.
We're going to be okay. We'll see it coming if you start getting that big. Don't you worry.
Yeah. You can really tell like some people that aren't really into fitness or are very unknowledgeable. Like they think like drinking a protein shake will have that effect on you. It's like, it's much more than a protein shake. You got to work so hard. Like,
yeah.
Like, why do I take protein shakes? I'm going to get too big.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
See these giant, like bodybuilder women, the women that are like bodybuilders, none of that happened by accident or overnight or without intention. Like that just doesn't happen. Like if you're just lifting and you start lifting hard, like it's going to be probably years before you even run into that possibility of having to like back off. Like it's a long look. It's so funny though. I want to do this, but I don't want to get like that big. I don't want to get like big as Sam. Like I don't just make sure she doesn't get me that big. Like, yeah, we'll make sure. Don't worry. we'll make sure. Don't you worry. it's so funny to me, but yeah, that's a common one that we get. I hear that all the time too, with like, even guys will say it. Oh, she's lifting hard. I don't want her to get too big, too muscular. She'll start looking manly. And I'm like, God, when does that crossover definition happen? When a woman has bigger arms, where they become more masculine? That has nothing to do with masculinity.
I think it's like, probably insecurity on their end. Like if the weak guys out there usually are the ones to say it.
That's what I think it is. When I see, you know, it's funny.
They don't want to be like ahead of the game. They don't want the girls to be ahead of them. Yeah. So they're insecure and scared.
Yeah. When I see like, I mean, I remember I don't know who he's dating now, but Tom Cruise used to have a really tall girlfriend. Maybe he still does, or a tall wife. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I used to see him and he's like, he's a shorter dude and he'd have this tall like wife or girlfriend and she'd be wearing heels and he just didn't care. And I was like, that guy's, you know, whatever. He's not my cup of tea, but he's the man. He's got some serious confidence because he's in pictures, paparazzi's around him. He's in magazines and he looks like the short boyfriend. And he doesn't care. You know, that's a confident dude. I'm 5'9", but I've had girlfriends that are like 5'10". and they wear heels. And it is a little bit like, you do have to be like, okay, I guess I'm a little short, but it's, I think it's, but I don't care, you know, I'm like, I don't care about other people's opinions. She looks hot in her high heels or whatever.
Yeah.
Let her be happy. So, I think that's the same type of thing, right? Like a guy who doesn't have that much muscle and he starts seeing, or he's a little soft and his girlfriend starts becoming hotter and he almost wants to like stop her from being hotter and fit. And like, you see that happen a lot as like a coach where relationships don't work out when someone starts really getting into fitness, because the girl changes, her confidence changes, her Instagram starts changing. She starts wearing more like confident clothes at the gym. And she becomes, you know,
like this
I think I said she becomes hotter. I don't think I'm going to get grilled for that, but you know what I mean? Like in her.
Is that a pun with the hot dogs? You're going to get
you actually, this is the hottest I've ever seen you.
No.
the hottest dog I've ever seen you. But that happened. You're so crazy. For you guys listening, you don't even want to know what just happened to you.
Practice that. Not really, but.
She's trademarking a dance. But, you're so crazy. But I think that happens a lot too with like relationships and with guys when their girls are starting to like really get fit and start changing their Instagram and being really confident, and they want to like hold them back. So they'll say things like, oh, you're getting too manly. Oh, you're getting too ripped. And it's like, no, you're not changing and you're not trying to improve yourself. And now you're trying to hold me back. And
right.
Like, and it's a subconscious thing. I think the guys are doing it too, but they don't have that type of confidence. Like, if there's a girl with muscle, I'm like, hey, good for you. Like, keep going. Like, my ex-girlfriend was a figure pro. You met her. And I mean, it was really, you know what the funniest thing that ever happened with me and her at a gym? It was really funny, but I thought it was hilarious. Some random guy that I didn't know, we're at Gold's Gym and I didn't know who he was. I think a good joke is funny. Like, I can make fun of myself. And he asked her, he goes, we're doing sets together, like on the machine. And he goes up to her, like right in front of me, just to mess with me. He's like, hey, how many sets do you got left with your client? It was so funny because she was so jacked. But it was like a really funny joke. But he knew who I was though. So he was just messing with me. But I was like, I thought it was funny, but she was jacked, man. That girl's jacked. Definitely more impressive than me. So
absolutely. But yeah. You gotta love it. It kind of like, you know, and let me just put that out here too. Like, these are pet peeves, but it's not like they're ruining my day. It's kind of like one of those things I roll my eyes and laugh at, but that's a good example. And I want to know, Adam, I know you said that you don't get too much of the pet peeves, but I know things do bother you in the fitness world. And part of that fitness world is a gym, and you own a gym.
Yeah.
So a lot of these pet peeves can be brought home to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any gym pet peeves? For example, the excessive screaming and grunting lifting 5-pound weights, for example.
That one gets me. One really gets me. You know, I've seen the biggest guys in the world. Like, you know, when I was working out at, when I had an office at Armbrust Pro Gym, and even here, you know, I've seen the best guys in the world come to the contest prep center. You know, I was working out with Breon the other day, like maybe about a year ago here, big ass dude, lifting weights, not a sound, right? Like lifting heavy weights, not a sound besides like breathing. You know, I see Phil Heath work out at Armbrust all the time, rarely a sound. It's almost nothing, right? But then you get like 180 pound men's physique guy lifting 100-pound dumbbell and he's like screaming. And I'm like, dude, that is so unnecessary and so unhelpful to your lift. Or I'll get you'll see like a bikini girl screaming on like rep 3 of a set of 12 with weight she could have done 20 with. And I'm like, what is going on? It doesn't help you at all to make those noises. That does make me mad because it's so, like, especially these days, we record a lot too. So that's so disruptive and like people are always recording. You know, like, it's not just that, but it's annoying. It's so unnecessary.
It is. I feel like people do this just to like draw attention to themselves. Like, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm lifting weights. If you guys didn't notice, I'm in the gym and I'm lifting weights. What's up? I swear that's why people do it. I mean, I can understand like a little bit of like, you know, like on your last set, but some people just like, they're starting that from the beginning and with weights that they can do with reps, you know?
Yeah.
I can't stand that. It's like that, the fanfare.
Way too much. I get it. Like, if you're doing a 1 rep max and you're doing it for competition or something or contest, like, I get it. Just let it go. But I mean, you're talking a set of 8, a set of 10, like, it's not that heavy if you can do 10 of those reps. You don't need to scream. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't help you anyway. You're like, you can breathe without the noise.
Yeah.
So I used to have an English teacher, and he used to, like, if people, his pet peeve was people sneezing with sound, which I can't control. I can't control it. I don't know. Yeah. That's one I can't, right?
Some people can do it. They're like, I'm like, how do you keep it in there? It's like they do a...
He used to say,
like, where did it go? Did it go back down in? I don't know. I'm a loud sneezer, I guess.
Yeah, no, he would say, you can't control the sneeze, but you can control the sound. And I was like, how do you control the sound? So what I think happens if you don't get the sneeze out is that it stays inside of you, it compounds interest and comes out and might hurt your nose when it finally comes out. I'm just kidding.
Will your brain explode too?
Exactly. It just sits in there and compounds interest, and then it comes out as an extra hard sneeze and you get a bloody nose.
Yeah. So
that's science. It's facts. All right. So you want another one of mine is in the gym?
What?
Is this one. People, I've said this before, people like disagree with it sometimes because they're the people who are doing it. But okay, there's pull-up bars, like let's say a commercial gym, and it has a bunch of pull-up stations. It has the individual pull-up machine. It has an individual pull-up bar with a Roman chair where you could do abs on. And it has all these different things, and those are all open, but you choose to go to the one that's right next to two people working out on the cables right in between both of them and basically put your junk right on their head. Like, like you're literally doing it right behind their body, and then you have no common like courtesy to that person to just jump on it while they're doing a set. Like, it's just an open machine.
Right. I'm
like, no, that's not an open machine. There's a guy working out, and there's two or three other pull-up bars around the gym that you can use. Why do you use the one next to the cables?
Dude, it's unreal. And I will say one good thing about COVID is it kind of like separated people from like the cardio equipment. But I used to hate when I would get on a treadmill, there'll be 10 open. But of course, that person wants to get the one right next to me. And I'm like, why are you next to me? I don't want to smell you. I don't want to hear you breathe. I want space, you know, but I understand, you know, now we got the COVID thing. So most of the time it's spaced out, but that was annoying. I'm just like, even if somebody would say, well, I used you for motivation. Like, I didn't sign up for that. No, I didn't consent to be your motivation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people might make that argument like, oh, I got next to that person to run because I wanted to be motivated by them. It's like, I didn't sign up for that. I'm just here in my pajamas and glasses. I don't want to be seen. Nope. I don't like it.
I think for the next like year though, we have the defense of just like starting to cough. If someone comes right next to you, you just like start coughing. People will believe real quick.
Yeah. Oh my.
I mean, I would. If someone was next to me, they started coughing, be like, all right, I'm out of here.
Right.
So that defense for the next year, I think probably. The one positive thing of COVID, right? You get separation on equipment. So okay. These are fun. I wonder how people are going to take these. Like, if they're going to like them or going to be like, agree with them or be like, they've been in the gym too long. Another one.
I'm sure we'll get a mix of both.
You know what gets me, but I don't think you'll get this as much as like a guy would get this, is that when a guy wants to work in with you. So there's two of them that make me mad when they work in. One is actually there's three. Okay. If I'm doing a set in the gym and I'm in the middle of a set, and there's a machine like next to me, don't ask me if that, like in the middle of my set, don't ask me anything. First of all, don't talk to me when I'm in the middle of my set. Like, if, and no matter what I'm lifting, don't interrupt someone's like set and ask them a question. Mm-hmm. But the most annoying thing is I'll have my headphones on as like I keep those on as like a, hey, don't talk to me when I'm in the gym.
Right.
And I'll have my headphones on and then someone will still like talk to me while I'm doing a set. So obviously I can't grab my headphone to hear. So they're just like talking to me. So one, obviously that's dumb. And if I can hear them, they usually ask me, hey, are you using this machine? And I'm like, no, because I'm using this machine that you see me lifting on. I'm obviously not using that machine.
Yeah.
Some
people are like overly polite with that too. Like it'll be a machine like, that you're not even like close to. And then it's like, no.
Yeah. You like interrupt my set to ask me to if I'm using a machine I'm obviously not using where there's no weight on it or anything. Like, I get you're being polite, but that's being inconvenient, not polite. Like, use common sense. And then the other one is when someone is wanting to use your machine and they just sit there and stare at you from like 10 feet away. Mm-hmm. Like, you've had that one? Have you had that or no?
Oh, well, somebody stares at me whenever that I'm not done with the set.
Like they're just sitting there waiting for you to finish your exercise. So they'll like wait like 10 feet, 5 feet away and just look at you when they're waiting for your machine to be done.
You know what? I'm really oblivious to people staring at me and stuff. So probably has happened, but I do get asked like how many sets you got left from on occasion. I just usually respond with a lot, but you know, I do have to say a lot just because I don't want to do the math in my head. I don't know. Cause like you said, you're in the middle of like literally in the middle of like doing your exercise. You don't want to break it down like, oh, let me see, let me do the math in my head. Not to say a lot, but yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that one, but I understand people are just trying to like work out and sometimes, so I don't want to be too mean, but yeah. At the same time, just when I'm resting, you can ask me, but like if I'm literally in the middle of it, don't ask me. I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah, I don't care too much if people ask me like if how many sets you got left. I'll usually just tell the guy, hey, if you want to work in, like even now, I don't really care. But I'll just, because they say it doesn't transmit through sweat. So I'm not worried about it. But I will hate when a guy, asks to work in, if he's sweaty, that drives me crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like if they're sweaty, don't ask. Like if you did your cardio first and you're obviously sweaty, don't ask to work in. It's just rude. It's gross. No one wants to, even if you're wiping it down right after, unless you're like fully cleaning it every set, which you won't do, like don't ask to do it. That one you get a lot with, you get a lot of that one with like guys who are oblivious that their arms are sweaty, like with cardio, and they'll like do a preacher curl with you and you'll be like, hey, they'll be like, can you work in or whatever? You let them work in. And they have like sweaty arms and it's all sweaty. I'm like, dude,
you can smell it. Yeah.
You can have this like now. I'll go do something else. Like, yeah. But, when people ask to work in, I really don't care, but I hate when they stare at you from like 5 feet away and just like, instead of asking, they're just staring and waiting. And it's like, almost like you could feel it while they're waiting for you to get off the machine. If you do that, I promise you, I'll do 8 sets just to piss you off because you're staring at me. And if you ask me nicely, I'll probably just say, hey, work in if you want. So yeah. So what's the next one for you?
Well, this one I know you don't get, but I think what annoys me is like when I get like a speech or I don't know, people's concerned. Most of the time this comes from like girls or women, older women usually, like that have this idea that I'm working out and training because I'm insecure. Like, no, you're fine just the way you are. You don't need to train this hard. You know, you're probably lacking confidence. And, you know, by training this hard, you're not going to fix the overall problem. And, you know, stuff along that line, or people that assume that I'm wearing makeup to the gym because I'm insecure or something. It's like, no. Okay, hold up. I train because I love it. And I, of course, like I mentioned, I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea, whatever. I'm not trying to be. I do it for me. And I think I look good. But the way you stay looking good is you keep working out, right? It's not like, oh yeah, I achieved what I wanted to. Now I can just stop. No, I train because I love it, you know? And the whole makeup question is stupid. I don't do cardio with makeup on, but I lift with makeup on. And here's why. It's because like I do usually cardio in the morning first thing. So I come in my pajamas looking like a hot mess. Then my routine is I come home, I shower, and I get ready for the day. And part of that is just putting on makeup. So once I put on the makeup and I lift, I usually don't get sweaty when I'm lifting. So it's like, even if I was wearing makeup to the gym, like who cares? Like that's the same equivalent of asking a guy like, what, why did you brush your hair today? Like, why are you wearing matching clothes? Why are you wearing nice shoes to the gym? Why? Who are you trying to impress? Are you lacking confidence? You know, you're good. Just, you're beautiful just the way you are. Just the way you are. It's kind of like, no. I love wearing makeup. Like it's fun for me. I'm always wearing different colors. Like you see me all the time, Adam, I'm wearing different colors, sparkles. It's like fun. It's like, actually, side note, I've been on a like makeup shopping spree lately and I've just been buying so much makeup, but it's fun. I don't know. It's fun for me. I changed my hair color with the extensions. I like to have fun with it. It's not anything to do with me being insecure or lacking confidence. I just like to, you know, be put together sometimes because when you look good, you feel good, you know?
One of the secret things about Ashley that no one really knows, well, I don't think it's a secret, is that she loves watching like just on YouTube, like makeup tutorials. It's
like, my guilty pleasure is like makeup drama, makeup beauty drama. I watch this so much.
I was at her house for like a week, I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And like, it just kept, It kept being one makeup girl after another makeup girl after another makeup girl. That's probably why you're so good at your makeup, though. You do really good with your makeup.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's fun. And I will say I became like addicted to like makeup tutorials and like makeup beauty drama after like the crappy year of 2020. I just don't want to watch the news. I just kind of want to escape reality. So what better way to escape than to watch some ridiculous YouTube beauty guru drama? It's petty, it's stupid, but it gets your mind off of it. And I like makeup too, just to learn. You know, that's something I'm super interested in learning about. So, you know that's the whole thing.
You know who you got me watching? And he hasn't popped up on my feed recently. I just thought about it because I was watching it at your house with you. Who is that guy? And I think our listeners would want to watch him because it's so stupid, but it's so fun. The guy who reviews like frozen foods.
I think it's Brutal Moose or something. Yeah, like frozen entrees.
he's so random, right? His stuff is so funny. Brutal Moose. That's who it is. It's just like he reviews like Hungry Man and like kid cuisines and like just the weirdest like things that are like usually frozen foods or like wrapped candies and Lunchables and things like that. But he has like the funniest like editor and he's really funny with how he does it. So you got me I binge watched like probably 30 of his YouTubes. They're so stupid, but they're so funny and well put together. Right. anyway, that's totally off topic, but I think people, if you're watching this, maybe give that a watch because that stuff's actually really funny and it gets your mind off all the drama that's going on in the world. Not sure if you're aware of this, but there's drama going on in the world right now, Ashley.
Oh, I don't know. I've been watching so many YouTube tutorials for makeup that I had no idea.
So what your turn, what do you got this on the next one?
Oh gosh. This one's going to be complicated to explain, but I hate when people, there is a difference between honest critique that's helpful and then just not knowing what the heck you're talking about, just putting a statement out. For example, I don't get it too often, but every once in a while, I'll get someone who must think that either I've never competed before or they think that I don't have a coach. It's crazy, right? I mean, everyone knows that you're my coach, right? Everyone knows that. But like I'll get some weird statements like, Ashley, you're a month out and you're way too lean right now. You need to put on more body fat in order to coast into this next show in the appropriate way. And then you look at them and you're like, who's this person? So you look and it's like no signs of fitness to be found. You know what I mean? Yes. And it's like, so that kind of critique, I'm like, you know, I have a coach, right? Like he would be the one to tell me. And I don't know, but that's totally different from like a helpful critique, for example, or just giving an opinion. Like, for example, something I would welcome is like, hey, Ashley, have you tried wearing your hair curly instead of straight? It might look better. That one's totally fine. That one's like, okay, helpful. Got it. But like to be so like, I guess, what would you call it? Like armchair quarterbacks or something? Or Ashley, you would have won this show if you had 10% more body fat.
I get that. I'll get that about you sometimes too, from the most amateur people. Like,
yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. You know that you got some degrees, right? And I'm like, you've been in the game for a while. You've coached some people. Like,
yeah, I'm like, yeah. So it'll be like a girl who's done like one or two shows, you know, or maybe coached like, you know, 10 people in her whole life. And I'm like, and they'll send me like a full on like analysis.
Assessment.
So if you would have just had her pose like this and had her, she just needs to work on this posing, whatever, and her this, and she'd be fine. And I'm like, who are you? Like, you understand we're doing this on a world level and the feedback that we're getting back is from the best judges in the world. Like, they didn't say what you said, by the way. And if there was something wrong, we would have figured it out.
The opposite, probably. Like,
who are you? You know what I mean? Yeah. We're like, oh, I've coached 10 people. And I'm like, that's cool. I've turned more people pro than you've ever even coached. Like, it's like not even, it's so funny.
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's kind of hard to explain because it's like, you know, you you don't want to sound as if like, you know, everything, because we both know we don't, but we definitely listen to the judges and we definitely take the feedback. It's not like we're just so unaware of what's going on. Yeah. And if it is something like, it's probably already been done or tried or we're working on it kind of thing. But yeah, it's just like, yeah, literally I've gotten those kind of comments. Like, I know a lot about the sport, and Ashley, you need to be 10% body fat more and you'll win. And yeah. It's like, do you know what 10% body fat looks like? That would not be a good choice. Like, that's yeah. Like, no, yeah, you'd be no, a, you want me to pass, lose.
You want me to lose. Category and be in the healthy category, I think.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. So it's just kind of like, yeah, the armchair quarterbacks that like think they know it all, when in reality, it's like, you know, I have a pretty spectacular coach, you yeah. know, so we, you know.
Make yeah, and what's funny is I listen to other coaches. Like when I talk to right. other coaches, like I'll talk to like just a few of the guys that are like, we'll kind of like go back and forth with. Like me and James have a good relationship. So he'll send me stuff like voluntarily, and I totally welcome it. And I'll send him stuff. And it's like me and him are bros. So like, you know, like at your last show at Tahoe, and I was like, we went back and forth, and I was like, I don't think she was too lean. And then he's like, no, dude, like look at this. And he sent me pictures. He's like, there's no standard where she would have been too lean. Like, so there's people that I will talk to that I have like.
Right. Have valid sources. It's the random yeah. people that like don't even know anything about.
Yeah. Ryan, Kim. Yeah. There's a lot of them, you know, even Ricardo's cool too. He's like, he'll yeah. give you stuff. Like the people who like are at that level. Yeah. I welcome it. I don't think I know too much. Yeah. It's just, and I'll never be that like, always be humble to that point where I'm willing to learn. But yeah, it's a lot different when it's coming from like Sandy or Tyler or like a Ricardo than it is like, you know, like yeah. some girl who's never even won an amateur show. And I'm like, yeah, you can keep that to yourself. We're good. Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It just makes me like, you know, I have a coach, right? Like, I mean, I put it out there. I do. It's like, I don't know that one's probably, you know, not one of my one I get too often, but every once in a while it just makes me go, huh? Like, really? Okay.
I'll get one. So once in a while, I guess one of my pet peeves, and it's not that it's a pet peeve because of any other reason, but besides like what I do in the community, you know, cause I give back a lot to the community, like whether it's programs for kids and you know, to the homeless, and obviously the gym is free and I let people work out here for free. I do posing for free. Like I flew back from Vegas early just so I can do a posing class on Saturday, you know, mm-hmm. like I do a lot to like help, and it's all free, you know, but once in a while I'll get someone that comes in here and then they start like complaining about something like in the gym or something. And I'm like, yeah, I respond back. I'm like, yeah, I'll just use your membership dues to cover that and I'll get a new one. Or something. Yeah, like,
what is it? You give them an inch and they take a mile, or they expect
like, yeah.
something like way more than what's deserving of them.
Or like, yeah. Or if you like totally like take advantage of it, I'll have guys that come in here just to like try to pick up on bikini girls. And then I've banned like three of them from the gym. Like I want, if you're coming in here, this isn't Tinder, you know? If you're coming into my gym and you're just going to just to meet girls and DM them and send them a bunch of creepy messages, you will be never allowed back in, because this needs to be, we're, as far as our gym goes, we're about 65-70% female, just because that's the NPC is about 65-70% female. So we have the same ratios. I need them to feel comfortable here. I need women to feel comfortable in their bikinis here. And I don't want any creepers. So like if guys come in here trying to do that stuff, like you're going to get a quick message for me to never come back. I don't need your business. I'm not getting any money from you for you to use my gym. It's free. And so, yeah, if you're making any of my people uncomfortable, it usually gets reported back to me pretty quickly. And then that's it for you. You know, so like, just put that out there for the guys that are, that do that. Like, yeah, that's a quick exit out of here. Definitely a pet peeve of mine. Cause it's like, dude, don't ruin the community, you know, for your own personal benefits. Don't complain, you know, about things that are free given to you. And, yes, and understand that. You know, I'm spending in Vegas, I'll spend the gym itself is, it's little under $1.1 million. Like the whole thing, like, and you're giving it to you for free. We're having the best posing coaches in the world. They're going to be there. Like, it's all free. I don't want to hear it, and don't take advantage of it. You know, just be like appreciative. I don't ask you to do any, I'm not asking you to take out the trash. Just be like, be cool. You know, it's not, yeah. it's, you're not paying $50 a month and you get a complaint to the owner about whatever, you know? Like it's just a different, like one guy was like, oh, you don't have this here? Like you should get that. You don't have, I'm like, dude, it's, it's a studio gym. It's free. Like, what, like, shut up, dude. Like, it's, yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, but that's, like, that's definitely
ungrateful. It's like, yeah, this is a pet peeve of mine too, in general. And people are just ungrateful and they don't realize like that, what they have kind of thing. So
that's the only thing that turns me off about like giving stuff to homeless a lot. Cause I do that a lot. And as usually I would say 9 out of 10 homeless people are like, oh, thank you, God bless, or whatever. Like when you go out and feed them. But then sometimes you get a guy, like it's somewhat common, like 1 in 10, like you'll be passing out hamburgers or something. Like I do that. And he'll be like, oh, give me another one. Give me another one. And like, are there, yeah, they don't, it's just, and I'm like, dude, I'm trying to feed everyone out here. And like, you're just being a little, like, at least say thank you. You know, like that stuff gets me mad, you know, or they'll ask for money on top of it, on top of me giving them food. And I'm like, dude, like I'm out here with 100 hamburgers trying to feed all your friends and you, just give you a meal, you know? And then they'll be like asking for money on top of that. And I'm just like, dude, I'm not, like, be nice, say thank you, you know? I'll come back if you do that. Like, it's just same type of thing. I guess that one really bothers me because I do put a lot of effort out and a lot of like expenses yearly out to like do cool things for people. But yeah, that one does get me. So I guess I went too far with that.
Hey, that's what it's all about here. You know, got to vent. Yeah. I think another pet peeve we both have is when people will use this word in a negative way to criticize you and say, you're obsessed. And we did a whole podcast on this, so we won't go too deep into it, but that is a pet peeve. I think this usually comes more from people that are close to you or that know you, like, oh my gosh, Adam, you're obsessed. Like, just chill, man. Like, come on, come out for drinks this weekend. You're too obsessed. Oh my God. Trying to like make it seem like your life is not as enjoyable because you love what you do instead of partaking in the particular popular activities that your friends might be, you know, doing and stuff like that. It's just, you know, why do we all have to like conform to what you think is fun? You know, I have my own version of fun. You have your own version of fun, but we're kind of like both self-admittedly kind of fitness nerds in a way. You know, I like to compete. You like to coach. So it's kind of like, yeah, I'm obsessed. And yeah, I don't want to come out tonight. Like, I'm fine. No. Because you know what tastes better than a freaking pizza is like winning and achieving your goals and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, I don't like when people kind of diminish your, you know, goals to say you're obsessed or you're too obsessed.
Yeah, for real. And I think another one we can go into too is like that whole obsessed thing. I just, when we go back to it again and we talk about it a little bit, it's just a matter of people who are not understanding what you're trying to do with your life, take and trying to like kind of input their views onto your actions. And I think that that's like the most wrong thing you can do. Without different people, there'd be no ingenuity, you know? Like if you look at like a phone and how you get, like I look at like little weird things like this, like who, like out of me and you, how like if it was just me and you, we're the only ones on earth, how long would it take for us to get to here, get to this cell phone again, right? Like probably never, right? I mean, I don't know how this thing works. I just click a button and it works, right? That's the thing. Like different people do different things. You don't hold everyone back to the same like conformed box, or else nothing would be, there'd be no ingenuity. There's gonna be weird people like me who are hyper obsessed with this fitness thing, and like Ashley that are hyper obsessed with it. And that's when things happen, you know? That's why Elon Musk is doing what he's doing, because he's hyper obsessed. But if someone kept putting their views, what they thought was right on that guy, we wouldn't have this electric car surge. We wouldn't have, you know, spaceships from SpaceX that he's doing, or what are they? He's not doing SpaceX. That's our new military. Or what is he doing? I forget what he's doing, but the, you know, he's got the whole, that brain implant that he's trying to do. Like he's just doing so many crazy things that everyone would say that's crazy because they're not thinking like him. But what we got to understand, the crazy is where things get accomplished, you know? Like the people who are different are the ones that change the world. The people who conform are the ones that are the masses. And the last thing I ever want to do is be normal. I would rather everyone think I'm weird.
Boring. Even like your Halloween costume's kind of boring, but
no, yeah, my Halloween costume is I'm the head coach of Team Elite Physique. I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
No, you actually not even a good job, because you're not even wearing colors. You're wearing a small logo.
You're right. It's actually
every other day you'd be wearing like that too, but you know, whatever. Yeah, you're right.
That's so funny. No, yeah. So I think that that's an important thing too, is when you're putting those views on people, one, you got to look at your own self-confidence, and two, you got to look at the ingenuity and of the world, you know, like that's things, people have to be different. People have to be different. So like, don't put your views on someone saying, hey, you're obsessed, or hey, you're getting too muscular, or hey, whatever. Like, you gotta understand we're all wired differently. And that's how the cell phone got invented, right? Like that's someone